My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's sack it up. It is a Tuesday. Happy Tuesday, everybody. What is your most desired sports venue or event you want to go to that you have not been to yet? From P1 Shane.
Ooh. Oh, boy. Yeah, this is not going to be the most popular answer. Obviously, Augusta's a big one, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe a Scottish Open Championship, a big college football game. It sounds weird and it's hard to put into words, but I've always and will always want to go to a Christmas Day Madison Square Garden Knicks game.
Did not see that coming.
I've always wanted to experience Christmas in New York. It's a bucket list item.
Home Alone kicked around.
Yeah. But I've had friends that have gone to New York during Christmas and they've said they actually live up to what the movies show. There's a lot of hype and it's like it lives up to the vibe. And I would love to participate in the noon Christmas Day game in New York City, Madison Square Garden, Christmas Day. I think that'd be great.
Yeah, the Christmas tree lit up at Rockefeller Center is pretty cool.
Yeah.
It'd be pretty badass to see you wake up, have your morning routine, do your stuff, and then head down to MSG for a game.
I wasn't there on Christmas, but I went. So when my little sister did her, all the seniors at NYU in the theater program, they have a senior recital. And so my dad paid for the siblings. We all went out, and it was middle December. So
all the
Christmas decorations were up. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, having like a B&B, like a two-bedroom Airbnb, waking up, doing like a makeshift Christmas where we have a couple gifts for our kids, but largely the trip is the gift. Then you go to like a breakfast joint that's open on a Christmas day, and then you just make your way to Madison Square Garden.
That's a pretty good call right there.
It's under the radar. Pretty it's not the top of the top, but for me, like that's something I've always wanted to do.
I feel like these are almost two different questions, sports venue or event. I feel like there's like two offshoots that I want to go down.
Sure. Because
there's some venues that I would like to go to, but it doesn't connect to the event.
I want to go
to Fenway. Fenway is my number one bucket
Fenway's
list
cool.
that I'd love to go to, but it's not. It's just a random Reds. I don't have to be at an ALCS game or a Yank. I just want to see Fenway Park. That's number one.
I think if you live to be 88 the way Swag has, you can say you've done all these things because everything we're throwing out, Swag is basically done.
He's already done. The event that I would like to go to, I'm going to follow your line of thinking. It's very easy to say a World Series or, big.
No.
One of the things that I would love to do one year is in a cold weather city. There's nothing that I enjoy more in cold weather than drinking beer outside when it's cold. And on January 1st, going to the Outdoor Classic, if it's at like a cool, like at Wrigley Field. Being at that game, I would love every second of that.
Oh, the hockey game.
The Outdoor Classic on New Year's Day.
That would be bad.
Wake up. Yeah. It's like, hey, a sunny but cold, snowy day.
Yes.
You're
I
in
heard
some
it was
old
awesome
stadium.
In Seattle last year.
Dude, so. I would be all over that. That's,
dude,
that's
sign me up for that, too. That's an underrated one.
Event, I want to go to a Ryder Cup. Cup at Bethpage Black next year is going
Why don't
to
you go?
Be
get
insane.
A media credential.
We'll see. Yeah, we'll see how that.
If you have your entry taken care of, all you have is flight. Why not?
Might have to
golf in the Northwest live from
Bethpage Black.
That'd be awesome.
he's gonna bump Oregon Ducks game pregame coverage. I'm at the Ryder Cup, bitch. We're doing this,
right,
man.
I think it's October.
September and October.
Solheim Cup is this weekend, which nobody will pay attention to except for me.
Golf is over.
I mean, there's a lot of great ones, but one thing I've always wanted to do is go to night sessions at the U.S. Open tennis tournament.
Yeah, it looks cool.
You've seen people bringing that up this week, so I'm not a big tennis pro, obviously, but I guess a lot of tennis people are very upset with the fact that they wait until the opening week of the NFL season to play the U.S. Open.
Why? Because of eyeballs?
Ratings are horrible.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, it's football season.
Why wouldn't you just do it 2 weeks ago?
Tennis is tough because it's an international global sport.
Am I wrong? I'm the U.S. Open. I'm doing it when I want to do it.
Well,
but there
wrong,
needs to be enough tournaments on hard courts after Wimbledon. So
you're just always going to fall to the background. If you do it the opening week of the NFL season, you're never going to break through or grow your sport.
I just don't know.
You think they can grow this one?
Probably not, but golf does this with some stuff, and it just drives me nuts. Like, why? Why would you wait? What are you doing?
I will say it does.
It's football, man.
It's also every day for 2 weeks, so it's not, I mean, it's just the problem is your championship matches get lost on football weekend.
Yeah.
If they offset it maybe a little bit, where your championship matches.
Have it be like a Tuesday night or something?
Something
maybe
like
a breakthrough.
That, but they, yeah. I don't, they can't move it.
Well,
they can't move it up. The tennis calendar just does not work.
I saw a couple matches. I didn't watch all of them all the way through, but like I saw Pagula lost in the final, and I'm like, oh, the final happened?
Saturday afternoon, the women play the final, and Sunday afternoon
and
is the men's final.
And Sunday, yeah.
Let's see what else we got here. Mailsack question. I just got back from a cruise. The elevators were often super crowded. I sometimes saw able-bodied people waiting 3 to 4 minutes to take an elevator down a single flight of stairs that would take 8 seconds to walk.
People are so lazy.
You already answered the question. Am I wrong to immediately judge them as lazy?
Absolutely.
No, you are not wrong.
Take some damn stairs.
They are lazy.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
I've never been on a giant cruise ship, so unless are the staircases like easily found and accessible?
Sounds like they are, because everybody waits for an elevator.
I'm guessing they're right by the elevator. Hey, there's no room. Here's the stairs.
It's therapy.
You're going
Tuesday.
Down a floor.
My therapist is on a second floor in our building, and when I first went to this building, I'd never been in it before. There's an elevator. Okay,
automatically take it.
I eventually found stairs. I never take the elevator.
Yeah. Yeah.
First of all, it takes forever. And second of all, it's like it's one flight
of stairs.
One
time I'm taking the elevator.
Seconds.
Yeah.
It's good for me.
Yes. It's in high rises. Am I on the 18th floor? Yeah, okay, I'm taking an elevator. Hotel or office building or something.
By the way, also, like, no offense to the listener. Thank you for the honesty here. Stop being lazy, people. Don't go on a cruise.
You anti-cruise guy?
It's well established on this show.
Anti-cruise.
I have no
desire to go on a confined space with 6,000.
I don't want to be on a boat.
Yeah, I'm out on that.
Now the European river cruises, that I'm interested in.
How about a gambling cruise in the bayou? And then we come back 2 hours later.
Well, they have the river boats that are parked. It's called Biloxi. Have fun.
Give me that. Like, I'll do that because I know I'm coming back.
What is your favorite memory from a sporting event that you have attended?
Ooh.
The 06, well, I've attended, one of my favorite memories is a game that will never be talked about and remembered in the history of sports. The year the Blazers were terrible. It was 2004. It was the last game of the year. The Lakers had Gary Payton. So I went with my cousin to the last game. This was Stoudemire Randolph Blazers, right? This was
glory
bad.
Days.
Oh, and maybe. The Lakers needed to win their division that night. This is when divisions kind of mattered a little bit in the NBA still. The Kings had lost, and this is the memorable Kobe Bryant double overtime game winner. It was absolute insanity and one of the more entertaining basketball games I've ever been to. The ending was nuts. I will, though, pick the 06 Oregon State USC football game. I didn't want to go. In fact, I had to be talked into it because I was convinced that we were going to get our asses kicked by USC.
Wow.
And I had something else going on, and so it was like I had to cancel that thing.
Was that Jeff Van Orso in the 2-point conversion?
Yes, it was.
I was there for that in the press box. It was
the loudest I've ever heard.
Yep.
Reeser.
That was amazing. And that was the first real big upset.
They needed it too.
Isn't
were they
again,
ranked
what,
two
years later? Was it the next one, 08?
Yeah, it was 08. Yeah. Yeah, the people were like, when 08.
USC was ranked 2, I want to say, or were they number 1?
Ooh.
I think they were 2 or 3.
They
weren't
were
number 1.
They were number 1 in 08.
Yeah.
They were number 1 in 08, and I think they were number 2 in 06.
Yeah.
08 was a, hey, imagine we did this again.
That'd be cool.
And you had Rodgers, and then his brother came on campus, and there was a lot of buzz that he was actually the better high school player. And so everybody was pretty jacked about that. The 06 one was, oh, my God.
This is happening.
Pete Carroll, yeah. USC.
That was Rodgers a day game. I remember
that
game.
It was a day game. They built a big lead, and then they were holding on for dear life in the fourth
quarter.
They
were lucky to win it, but Strotter's punt return in that game, Sammy Strotter's punt return, absolute electricity.
Yeah, I think my favorite of the game I've ever been to, or an event that I've ever been to, there's a lot to choose from. The 09 Civil War I will never forget. The energy in that stadium, what was on the line, running over Lance Mitchell on fourth down. That one is near the top of the list. But number one for me has to be the 2011 Rose Bowl. Like, there's something special about that venue, the sun setting.
Yeah.
That was such a great classic game between Oregon and Wisconsin, back and forth. Chip jumping up and down for the fumble recovery. Crazy Kiko Alonso pick. Like, that game was bananas. And
was that the Chrome Dome?
That was the Chrome game. The Chrome Dome. And they had been knocking on the door of, like, wanting relevancy. And they lost in the national championship the year before. They lost in the opener at LSU. Like, you needed one of those big wins. You lost in the Rose Bowl in 2009. Like, they needed it, and they finally got it, and I vomited all over outside the stadium after that game, and I'll never forget it.
There's a few. The 06 still, upset of USC.
Puke stain is still there.
It's still there to this day. To that golf course or wherever the hell you park outside
Lillard's,
the Rose Bowl.
Lillard's 09 to beat the Rockets. I got to be in the building for that. That was insane.
Thanks for the reminder.
Yeah,
I was also in the building for Brandon Roy's fourth quarter in the playoffs against the Mavericks. And that was different because it just kept building and building and building. Like, Lillard... Like, people, the media, after Houston got the layup at the other end, the media was like, oh, crap, I got to get a flight to Houston.
Everybody's booking their stuff.
And so there was a surprise factor, like, oh, my God, that just happened, and it took a couple of minutes to sink in. Roy's was building and building and building, and I still think it was louder for Roy's fourth quarter.
It was a crescendo.
Then because of the pure shock and awe of Lillard hitting that shot, and people were just...
Right. I would love to comp the Roy noise for that one, not with the Rocket game, with the Thunder game.
The OKC
I was
game.
At the
you
OKC
guys were at that
game.
One.
Yeah, you were at that. I was surprised you didn't pick that one.
That was in the running for me in my mind.
I wasn't at that game.
Yeah, that was me and Joe Fish.
Yeah.
And I was behind the hoop that he made the shot, and it was just, I don't know. Hard to put into words. You just couldn't believe it was happening. And also, ha-ha, they lost. He waved. Like, all of that was just
crazy. And the
crazy.
Other Blazer game, this was back long time ago when I actually had tickets and a real job, was the Rasta Monsta series against Utah.
Yes.
With the Band-Aid under the eye and everybody counting to 10 seconds when Malone went to the free throw line.
Kids were wearing Band-Aids at school.
Yeah. I'll never forget that.
And like being the there, for the, sleeve
being
for,
there for the clincher, that was awesome.
Yeah.
That is a really good one. We got a couple more SAC questions. People are texting in their favorite events that they've ever been to. I want to read a couple of those on the other side. You can chime in, Vancouver Ford text line.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I got to be honest. I blanked on that Lillard shot till he said the Rocket one.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, weren't you at that game?
The difference, though, the reason I go back to that Kobe Blazer game that didn't matter, but it was just one.
I remember that game, yeah.
It was nuts that he hit that. I think he hit it twice, but the first time there was something called back, and then he hit it again.
Against the Kobe stopper, too, right?
Against the Kobe stopper. Theo Ratliff trying to block the shot. I went as a media member of the Blazer game, and like I have a video where like, oh, but like I didn't get to enjoy it quite the same.
A little bit different.
It's a little different when you go as media.
Well, we were talking about the Roy comeback. I think if I were to choose one of those moments to go to as a Blazer fan, Roy would be my easy call just because of how bad they were in the first half, first three quarters of that game. All hope was lost. They were dead. They couldn't make a shot. They were down by 20.
He wasn't playing either.
He wasn't playing. The career was over. It was a depressing feeling of like, God, they're going to get swept in the first round of the playoffs again.
Yeah.
Roy's not healthy again. Like, this is the end. And then you had this climb where the other moments you got the moment, which everybody erupted. But I think to watch it build as the quarter went on and like start to believe and as every shot went in, I think that's the one that I would probably pick.
I sound like a wet blanket with this, but I saw a video about a week ago or maybe less that I'm kind of starting to not like, because if other fans do it, we roll our eyes at them. And that was Greg Oden was on a podcast, and I'm blanking on who it was, but he just did a podcast with somebody.
I saw this, yeah.
And he basically was talking about how good Roy was, and we all saw that, right? But it just with the Aldridge Roy Oden stuff, we as a fan base love to conclude that we're a dynasty.
Yeah, it's not a question of winning one, it's how many we would have won.
And I also think that would have been such an amazing three-headed nucleus. I love that we have a moment in time that didn't work out for us, and we just concluded we weren't just going to be good. We were the best. And there's zero evidence of it. It's like a 7-game sample size.
Dude, you see all those rebounds Greg Oden grabbed, though, man?
Greg was averaging 14-14 break. We had Roy. It's like, I know, but and anyways, I'm okay with former players doing it. I just love that we hold on to it as if
it's all we got, man.
We had a four-peat looming.
That's all we got.
If they would have stayed healthy.
Not a lot of chances to win here in the last quarter century, and that's the only one we had. And it felt like it was going to happen, and that team never won a first-round playoff series.
Well, they got their asses handed. I'll never forget the Houston series when everybody thought they were going to win, and Houston just came in here and bully-balled us. And it was like, oh, my God.
And the next year it was Phoenix, and then it was Dallas, and then the whole thing was over, and we started over again after 1 year. Somebody said, I don't have a lot of games I've been to, but my junior year of college, 1994, I was in the student section. Kenny Wheaton's going to score.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's pretty solid. What else do we have here? I love this from a Mariner fan. My family and I were both at both games last year that the Mariners starters went 9 innings without giving up a run, and they still lost in the extra innings of both games. It's a dope memory. Fun to experience the pain in person. Well played, Mariner fan. Well played. Sitting in the Hawks' nest as Marshawn Lynch busted the Beast Quake run against the Saints. One of the most epic ones ever. Saints fans were so smug that season after Seattle limped into the playoffs at like 7-9. That was dope.
I remember the big outrage, and I probably had the same opinion, was that they got to host that game. And I remember thinking, that's bull crap, because the Saints were clearly a better team in the regular season.
The division winner crap.
They were, what, 7-9?
7-9 division winner.
Because they won the crappy
NFC
West. NFC West.
NFC West.
Yeah, that was NFC West. P1 Unit said, best game I've been to, first Mariners game was versus the Royals. Griffey and Bo Jackson both hit one out. Mariners won. I was like 7.
Dude, I hope you still have the ticket to that. That's a memorable
you
ticket.
You do not forget that. Yeah. Somebody said, I was in the Stanford section at the Cal game when they ran the ball back through the band. It was a loss, but in a way, I was glad I was there because I was going to live forever. Can't even be angry with that one. Game 5, Mariners and Yankees, 1995. Mm. Edgar. Yeah, a lot of good ones coming in. A lot of great memories coming in.
I've been to a few Mariner games. I went to one game. Okay, I guess my best baseball games that I've been to in my life. Well, I went to a Dodger playoff game against the D-backs, but the D-backs don't make me feel special that I'm watching it.
No.
That was a cool experience, though, and I got one of the funniest stories from one of my friends from that story of what he was saying out loud. Memorable, I saw the 05 White Sox in Seattle. They won the World Series.
They won the World Series.
Bobby Jenks.
I went up there to see the Dodgers when 6 Mariner pitchers went on a combined no-hitter.
The combined no-no.
Yep, I forgot about that one.
I was there for that.
And I saw one game in the 116-win season. That was that's probably the coolest baseball
thing I saw Nolan Ryan's last game he ever pitched. It was at the Kingdom. and he did not get out of the first inning.
I saw a stat that said that the Kingdome has now been gone for longer than it existed.
Yeah, when did it? 76?
It existed for 24 years, and then they tore it down, and it's now been gone for like more than 24 years. I saw that stat the other
day. I famously turned down Michael Jordan's last game in Portland as a Wizard.
Oopsies. Want that one back?
Please don't ask why.
What were you doing that day, Brandon, huh? What were you doing that afternoon, that evening, huh?
It wasn't what. It was who.
Ooh, hey.
Hello.
Let's get one more in here. This kind of ties in. Somebody had asked a question, too, that wasn't Mailsack related, but somebody said, Mailsack, could you make the argument that the NFC West is the best division in the NFL? I don't see a division layup opponent, and every team is being talked about as a playoff hopeful. Or more, can the NFC West make the argument? That connects to a listener who chimed in was like, hey, you guys haven't really talked much Seahawks the last 2 days.
I was going to get to him today, and I thought maybe
tomorrow.
In my
notes. Well, we meant to talk about him yesterday, but then it turned more into like a Bo Nix rookie quarterback conversation because they were the team that he faced. So, I mean, they defensively look good. It's hard to tell how much of that is playing Bo Nix in his first NFL start and how much of that is what is going to be the rest of the year. But the NFC West does feel like a bit of a juggernaut right now.
McDonald has got the vibes. What I'll say about Seattle, 1 week you played a rookie quarterback who was atrocious. You have vibes. I watched all the locker room stuff. He's very loose on the sidelines. Got Marshawn rubbing his shoulders. He seems genuinely like a good, young, fun coach. The vibes are definitely there. They're number one in DVOA defensively in the league, which follow the DVOA. That tells you who the best teams are. They're number one defensively. They looked amazing. They also played Bo Nix, and so I kind of want to see a little more, but a great start for them. Clunky, weird offensively with the safeties and whatnot.
Field position had a big thing to do with
but
that.
But exactly what you thought you'd see defensively
from
McDonald's.
Well, and I think you're going to see they go on the road.
They get New England
to
this
New
week.
England. So, one, you expect your defense to have another good showing.
I mean, my God.
Now,
it's terrible.
You know, now can the offense look more efficient against a very good defense?
Can I text Ken and ask why that trap line's only 3.5 in that game?
Cross country, I would imagine.
Cross country early
thing.
Start.
The Pats defense was good. Yeah. Gerard Mayo, if he's going to be good at anything, it's going to be
defense.
So,
if the Seahawks go there and they get another one, then we'll find out week three. The Dolphins come to Seattle week three. And I think that'll be okay.
They go back-to-back week with Dolphins, and then they go on the road for Monday Night Football against the Lions.
Ooh. And they've actually they've had success against Detroit.
They have in Detroit.
I think they beat them last year, and they beat them either the year before or two years
yeah,
before
so I
that.
Think at the end of the month, we'll have a much better assessment. If they're 3-1 and didn't get blown out in anything, then...
That number's 38, by the way. Take the under.
The 38 under in New England, Seattle. Yeah, I mean, I if I were a Seahawks fan, I would have left encouraged about the defense, although that is largely aided, not largely, but it definitely is aided by having a rookie quarterback on the other side of things.
It's a massive part of that story.
I would be scratching my head a little bit about the offense. It just, field position was not in their favor. I thought Kenneth Walker was awesome,
him being
back healthy. Like, he's a stud. Geno's just, he's interesting, man. Like,
he had some really good throws, though.
He had some really good throws. He also had some really bad throws and had a turnover and took some sacks. And they got great weapons on the outside. Like, they got a three-headed monster up front. Or not up front, but on the outside that they can use. Like,
yeah, Lockett was really good.
That offense should be good. Like, that offense has pieces, man.
Well, let's give it another couple weeks and see what I think that's the encouraging part is you didn't play your cleanest game.
And you won.
And you won. Geno can clean some stuff up. You mentioned they've got the three receivers. Lockett was questionable going in. He had a monster game.
Yeah, he did.
Charles Cross was, I think, number one in PFF's offensive tackle gradings. Like, he had the best game of almost anybody playing the position.
Have we gotten an update on Fant, the tackle who went out in that game for the Seahawks?
I haven't seen one, no.
I have not either. I know he got hurt, but I have not seen one either.
I'll check Brady's account, I guess.
See if he's got an update on it, because that's never good. You don't want guys to go down.
Well, that's the unfortunate thing is you go down a lineman. That's like not the one thing you don't want to see.
Yeah, I just remember him limping. I was watching on the red zone. I just remember him limping off the field, and then I didn't really see an update.
It's day-to-day on Fant. I guess McDonald was on with Brock and Salk, and he basically said it's day-to-day.
Day-to-day. You see the scene of Marshawn Lynch like rubbing his shoulders on the sideline in the middle of the game, walking up. Marshawn does what Marshawn wants, man. Does what he wants.
I just mentioned that.
Oh, did you really? I was looking up George Fant and I got distracted.
That was before George Fant.
Was it? Yeah. Hey, I'm here. What do you want from me? I'm paying attention.
No, but look.
Here's the situation.
It's not like we're being overly complimentary of Seattle. you have a great defense. You've got things. You work off a little more rust offensively.
Yeah.
But when you have a defense that's not going to let games get away from you.
Well, that's the other part. I want to hold that a little bit, just a little.
That's why I say, let's see Tua and let's see Detroit and see what happens.
Right.
There's pieces there, man. I think to connect to the other question originally, like, yeah, I think you can make an argument the NFC West is, it's in the running. It's in the conversation for the best division in football.
I think it's them or the AFC North.
AFC North, yeah. The Steelers being in first place without scoring an offensive touchdown is pretty funny.
Because I think the Bengals will naturally get better. The Ravens will eventually start winning again. I don't know about Cleveland, but
NFC North, maybe, but a lot of that has to do with Jordan Love's injury. And then what do we make of the Bears? Like, they're a hyped team, but they couldn't score an offensive touchdown. Like, do you really trust them? Mm. Minnesota beat a terrible team in the Giants, so I don't think anybody's really buying them. But NFC West is in the running, man. It's going to be a tough division and a fun one to watch all year.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.